welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. And yes, your English will improve today. My name is Rebecca. So, are you ready to watch a movie? Wait, hold on for just one moment. You can't watch a movie at this very moment. You're watching Studio Classroom, of course. So, don't go anywhere. However, some really great movies will be coming out very soon. And we're going to talk about some of these movies. So, you definitely do not want to go anywhere. So, what are some of these movies that we're going to be discussing? First, Passengers. Passengers. What's that all about? You are going to find out. Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. And, of course, The Space Between Us. Friends, make sure you have your magazines open because we are going to go talk about some movies. Let's go!
Movies for the holidays. In the sci-fi love story Passengers, a spacecraft is speeding toward a faraway planet with the colony. During the 120-year trip, something goes wrong in the craft's sleep chambers. Two people wake up 90 years early. Space adventure continues in Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. Rebellion soldier and criminal Jim Erso is given a mission. Can she steal the plans for the Death Star? In The Space Between Us, Gardner Elliott is searching for his father. Gardner lives on Mars.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 rebellion 这个名词。Rebellion 在这里是指造反或叛乱，例如 the armed rebellion caused over 100 casualties. 这起武装叛变造成了100人死伤。Rebellion 也指心理上的叛逆，例如 the boy's behavior shows his rebellion and anger. 这个男孩的行为表现出他的叛逆及愤怒。接下来我们看 criminal 这个名词。criminal 是指罪犯或犯人，例如 5 criminals escaped from this jail last night. 昨晚有五名犯人从这个监狱越狱了。或者是 the dangerous criminal will be transported to a maximum security prison. 这名危险的罪犯将会移送到一所最高安全级别的监狱。criminal 也可以当形容词，例如 the suspect is facing various criminal charges.这名嫌犯正面对多项的刑事控诉。
So Gabe, I know that you've really been looking forward to today's lesson because we're going to be talking about some science fiction movies.
Yay! Science fiction! Yes, it's true. I do enjoy science fiction movies. You know, all of those Star Wars movies are kind of science fiction movies.And, Rebecca, do you enjoy science fiction movies?
Actually, I do not.
What?
I do not enjoy science fiction movies. Once in a while, I will admit I enjoy watching Star Wars once in a while. But it's not my favorite.
Okay. All right. Well, friends, speaking of science fiction movies, we read here in the sci-fi love story Passengers, a spacecraft is speeding toward a faraway planet with a colony.So you could call these kinds of movies science fiction or sci-fi. By the way, this movie, Passengers, comes out on December 21st in the United States. But right now, I have a question. Where did planet names come from?
Ooh, hey, Gabe, the guys in the InfoCloud want to answer that question. So let's go there now.
I thought you might say that.
Today we continue our discussion about where the English names for the planets in our solar system came from. If you'll remember, the last planet we mentioned was Mars. So next is...
Jupiter. It's bright, and it's the largest planet in our solar system. Maybe that's why the Romans named it after their chief god. Jupiter is known for a giant red spot on its surface, which is actually a storm that has been raging for hundreds of years.
Okay, next is Saturn. Famous for its rings, it's the planet furthest from Earth that can still be seen with the naked eye. It was named after the Roman god of agriculture.
Uranus is next. Strangely, this planet rotates on a horizontal axis. It was named after the Greek god of the sky, Ouranos.
Neptune, named for the Roman god of the seas, was the first planet predicted to exist by math before it was finally discovered.
Finally, poor Pluto. Poor because it recently got demoted to dwarf planet status. Just like the Greek god of the underworld who could make himself invisible, Pluto is very hard to see. It's far away, and it's no bigger than our moon.
我们之前讨论过太阳系的八个行星，前面的四个星球，我们今天来看后面的几个星球。 Jupiter 是木星，木星有一个特征，就是有一个 Great Red Spot 大红斑，那其实是一个刮了好几百年的大风暴。下一个是 Saturn 土星，土星最大的特征就是它外围的 Rings 环。再来呢是 Uranus 天王星，这个星球最独特的地方就是它有一个 horizontal axis 横向的自转轴。 Neptune 是罗马神话的海神，也是海王星。那太阳系当中离太阳最远的星球是 Pluto 冥王星，它曾经被看为是个行星，但因为它的体积很小，结果在2006年它被降格为 dwarf planet 矮行星，原本太阳系的九大行星也被缩减为八大行星。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Your explanations were out of this world. Okay, let's continue learning here about Passengers, this science fiction love story. During the 120-year trip, wow, that's a long trip. Okay, so during this 120-year trip, something went wrong, something goes wrong, in the craft's sleep chambers. Now, before we continue, let's talk about that phrase, something goes wrong. That means something bad happens.
That's right, and of course, there are other ways that you can use this phrase. For example, everything seemed to go wrong after we moved into our new house. The shower stopped working, and of course, the refrigerator stopped working. Nothing seemed to go right.
Oh, good. So if something can go wrong, then you could also say something went right as well. Mm-hmm. Nothing seemed to go right, or nothing seemed to go the way we had planned. You know, I often hear this phrase like this. What went wrong? Okay, so after something bad happened, then people will ask, man, what went wrong? They often try to think about what maybe they could have done better so that things went okay. I often hear people ask this after their relationship with their boyfriend or girlfriend ended. What went wrong? Why did we break up?
That is an excellent, excellent way to think about this phrase. But of course, when we're talking about this phrase in our lesson, we are discussing the movie Passengers. And during the 120-year trip, something goes wrong in the craft's sleep chambers. Two people wake up 90 years early. Wow. So I guess there are some people who are sleeping in the sleep chambers, and they weren't supposed to wake up so early. That could definitely present a problem.
Yeah, now I know we're an English teaching channel here.
Yeah.
But I wonder if my math is correct. If they're supposed to be in the sleep chambers for 120 years, but they wake up 90 years early, that means they woke up just 30 years after they went to sleep in the sleep chambers, I guess. I don't know. I am looking forward to seeing this movie to find out.
Gabe, your math skills were excellent.
Give me five.
Well done. Okay, well, continuing on, Space Adventure continues in Rogue One. A Star Wars Story. Rebellion soldier and criminal Jyn Erso is given a mission. Now, Gabe, I believe you mentioned earlier, or at some point in time, that you love Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can only imagine that you're probably going to go see this movie.
Rebecca, you imagine correctly. I will go see this movie. It's coming out very soon this month. So, of course, in this movie, you have different characters, and we see here this word rebellion mentioned in our lesson here. Rebellion soldier and criminal Jyn Erso is given a mission. So if you see the word rebellion, sometimes it doesn't mean that the people are bad and just rebellious people. Actually, it could mean that they are fighting against a bad government, right? And so they're called the rebellion.
And we see this question here. Can she steal the plans for the Death Star? I guess you're going to have to watch this movie to find out. Well, let's continue on to the next movie, In the Space Between Us. Gardner Elliott is searching for his father. Now, let's talk about this word space. Space is a great word because it has so many different meanings. Mm. Oftentimes, Gabe, you need to give us some space.
I'm sorry about that. Mm-hmm. A little more space between us.
A little bit more space,
a little
yes.
more Kongjian right here. Yeah.
So that's one way that we can use this word space.
Another way is people think of outer space. Okay, why? Tai Kong? We just usually use the word space. Or another way is even emotional space. Maybe you could be right next to somebody, but you need some emotional space. Maybe you need to stop talking to them for a while. There are different meanings of the word space. Friends, we have more to learn about this movie, so stay tuned.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about holiday movies. Do you enjoy watching movies? Well, we've already talked about Passengers and, of course, the Star Wars movie and The Space Between Us. But we have a few more movies to talk about, so let's continue with our reading.
Movies for the Holidays. He begins an online relationship with a girl in Colorado. When he gets the chance to go to Earth, he's eager to experience everything. He must also find his father. There are plenty of laughs in Sing, an animated musical. Buster is a koala who owns a theater. He gets his best friend to help him get more business by hosting a singing contest. Head to a theater soon and enjoy one of these films.
OK, 其实我们看 eager, E-A-G-E-R, 这个形容词, eager是指渴望的或者是热切的, 例如 the rookie police officer is eager to solve his first case. 这名菜鸟警官很急着要破他的第一个案子，或者是 you can tell this guy is eager for recognition. 你可以看得出这个人很渴望被肯定。他的名词是字尾加上 ness 变成 eagerness. 例如 an athlete must have an eagerness to win. 运动员一定要有得胜的渴望。所以我们看的是 musical 这个名词 ，musical 是指音乐剧或歌舞片。例如 My Fair Lady is one of my favorite musicals. 妖娇熟女是我最喜欢的歌舞片之一，或者是 Tanya's dream is to become a leading lady in musicals. Tanya的梦想就是成为音乐剧的女主角。Musical 也可以当形容词，意思是音乐的。例如 The girl's musical career took off after her first album was released. 这个女孩第一张专辑发行之后，音乐生涯从此平步青云。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, let's continue with The Space Between Us. We read, he begins an online relationship with a girl in Colorado. So, Gardner Elliott is not in this world right now, but he has an online relationship with someone in Colorado. Rebecca, we could call that online dating, right?
Oh, we definitely could.
Okay.
He lives on Mars and she's down here in Colorado on Earth. So yes, online dating. Well, we continue here. When he gets the chance to go to Earth, he's eager to experience everything. Let's stop for just a moment and talk about that phrase, to get the chance to do something. That just means that you are given the opportunity to do something. For example, if you ever get the chance to travel overseas, I highly recommend that you take a trip to Thailand.
If you get the chance to meet the president, what would you say? There are many different ways to use this phrase, to get the chance or to get the opportunity to do something. Now, in this section, we see the word get several different times. Let's continue here. When he gets the chance to go to Earth, he's eager to experience everything. He must also find his father. And then we learn about this other movie, which looks pretty fun. It's called Sing. It's an animated musical. Buster is a koala who owns a theater. Now, koalas are actually very nice creatures, and I am looking forward to seeing Sing so that I can see how all of these creatures come to life.
You know something, Gabe? I think you want to see every movie, don't you? But koalas are really, really cute. And even the koala in the movie is quite cute.
You know, I held a koala once when I was in Australia, and it pooped on my shirt.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Enough about that. This koala looks very cute in this picture, in this movie. And if you've seen a real koala, friends, of course, you know how cute they look as well. And they just love to cling on to things, like trees, or if you're holding them, they love that too. But they smell like leaves.
Oh, do they now?
Yeah,
well, we learned something interesting about the koala in the movie Sing. He gets his best friend to help him get more business by hosting a singing contest. And you see that word gets again. If you get someone to do something or help you with someone or help you with something, that just means that you are recruiting them to help you.
That's right. Maybe you persuaded them to do something. So the word get has a little different meaning here, right? I got Rebecca to try stinky tofu one time, and she loved it.
Oh, yes. That's an experience I will never forget. Well, right now, we get to do something really fun. Yes. We get to go visit Sing
it
out.
It'll keep you on the edge of your seat.
I'm on the edge of my seat. Yeah, yeah. I'm on the edge of my seat. Yeah, yeah. Wanna watch today? There's a new movie out this day. There's a comedy and a drama and a musical too. Watch it with me, magical for me and you. Yeah. I'm on the edge of my seat. Yeah, yeah. I'm on the edge of my seat. Yeah, yeah.
Are you ready? Let's go to the movies.
Okay. Do you want to laugh, be scared,
or feel excited?
Let me see. What's playing?
Allied.
We'll be on the edge of our seats. A spy marries a French agent. Or is she a Nazi spy?
Exciting. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them?
Imagine a suitcase full of magical creatures that escape.
That's fun. Oh, what about Moana?
It's an animated action adventure. A girl sails in search of a fabled island.
Adventurous. Here's one, Passengers.
A sci-fi love story. A spacecraft speeds towards a faraway planet.
Look, Star Wars is back.
Oh, and they're stealing plans for the Death Star.
Can they do it?
Yes. Let's see Star Wars.
Oh, wait. There's more. The Space Between Us.
An online relationship between, get this, Mars and Earth.
Oh, now that's a long-distance relationship. What about Sing?
Oh, a koala is hosting a singing contest.
So, which movie should we see?
Well, do you want to laugh, be scared, or feel excited?
All of the above.
Great, let's see them all.
That would be really expensive.
Right. Let's just choose one.
Hey Gabe, how would you like to participate in a singing contest? Like in Sing?
Oh, this looks interesting. 我也属猪, I think I would love this movie.
I think so, too. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.